from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
But man, as a 49ers fan,
yeah,
it's hard to ignore. It felt like last year was the year. It felt like that was the one to get this Super Bowl, to achieve what everybody's been looking for, you know, 20 plus years. That was, it felt like last year was the year. And the Chiefs won or anything. It's nothing. I'm not saying nefarious, but it was just like, man, like they were trying to overcome so much in that game alone, you know, and they had the lead in overtime. They had the lead in overtime.
Which is
they
a got, sentence that used to not even, like that you couldn't even utter that sentence before.
They had the lead in overtime. They got Patrick Mahomes and them to like a 4th and 2, 4th and 3.
Yeah.
And they just could not get it done.
Yeah.
And it's hard to... It's hard to get past that. You know, if I'm just being honest and looking at it, it's hard to get past that and be like, oh, no, just ignore that. They're going to get right back. I think they have the talent to. If anybody can do it, like, they have the roster to be able to do it. But it just felt like last year was the year.
Looking at smaller picture and stuff, are you concerned at all about McCaffrey or Ricky Parasol? Like, their little injuries that they're dealing with? I know Parasol's back, but...
I think that first round's a good question.
McCaffrey...
Calf strain.
I mean, it's a calf strain, and anytime
he was off to the side of practice today too, they said.
Yeah, anytime there's an injury, like I don't, especially the calves. You know how I feel about the calf, not the calves, the calf.
No, it's Jesse that hates the calves. You hate the calves.
Always alert when that comes, but injury's not really an issue as long as they're telling me that they'll be ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really trip off of it if they're like, hey, this guy's, you know, going to be out like Ambry Thomas. He's going to be out, I think, 6 to 8 weeks or something like that. Or Aaron Banks, I think, is the other one who's out and is going to come back and try and get that. That worries me a little bit more than since it happened. Everybody's been like, no, they'll be ready to go week one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have much concern, but I understand the concern for it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Are we expecting Deebo to be there week one? Like, just... We have no contract right now, so everything just goes.
You mean Ayuk?
Ayuk, yeah, excuse me, Ayuk. Like, is he playing week one? Are we expecting him to hold out?
Man, it's a cop-out.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on.
It seems clear Trent will.
Yeah.
I think that much was stated.
Yeah.
Ayuk, I don't know. I really don't. Like
do we get like the back spasms report of week one?
Well,
maybe they don't
just,
have a deal.
It's weird. Like, and even if you're, but if you're the 49ers and if this thing just keeps dragging and dragging, there has to come a point, probably by the either entering the weekend or by the time Friday gets here, this Friday, we've got to come to a decision. If you're not signing if we're not getting this done today or tomorrow, you can't play week one. Because what are they going to do? Just put him out there to play without camp, without getting hit, without football movements. I'm sure he's working out. I'm sure doing all of that stuff. But would the 49ers be like, yeah, we're not going to do that?
I would say, yeah.
Get out. You do put him out there.
Yeah, we need to win. Get out there. Now, hopefully you've been taking care of yourself. I mean, I'd ask him too. Like, I'd be like, do you feel that you can play? And then even if you do, like, he might be on a pitch count, a snap count or something like that. But
yeah, not playing week one, like after like the negotiations and stuff, is like a bad look.
Yeah, no, you playing.
Yeah.
Unless
you're holding out. If you're holding out, that's fine. Right. But no, like you're not playing week one, come back week two. Yeah.
We didn't do all, like, that was your decision.
So no, you're putting no deadline on this?
Like
if he signs the sixth, you're playing him on the ninth?
I feel like I am, especially
you.
Yeah. You, especially, yeah. Unless you're holding spot, out, you have to be out there.
The wide receiver spot is pretty self-explanatory. You know, you know the playbook. You know what we're trying to do. Go out there, get open. If it's a run play, go out there and block.
It's low key like an honor system thing. Like, we're negotiating, but you got to make sure you're ready to go once this is all done too.
Yeah. I think that, and that's the other thing. It feels like there's a lot of good faith in this. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
I'd be playing, and if I would be highly disappointed if he was like, oh man, I need to gear up or whatever.
Well, I don't think he would say that. But I wonder how the 49ers would approach it. Do the 49ers approach it all systems go, or it's like, hey, if we can get this done by, and I'm just Friday. Yeah, we're going. If this thing gets done on the 7th, we're preparing. We've prepared. Mm-hmm. It's 2 days before the game. I don't think it's unrealistic that he doesn't play.
I'm Kyle Shanahan, though. Like,
what the hell do I know?
Our first round pick hasn't really played much at all. It's only gotten like a week and a half of practices or whatever. You might just need a Ayuk out there.
That's another really good point. You mentioned vibes. You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento, 98.5 FM Carrick's QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320. Always live on the free Odyssey app and always brought to you by our friends over at Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit if you're 21 and over at Sky River Casino, where we will be for week one action September 9th. When the San Francisco 49ers take on the New York Jets, and we're issuing a good old-fashioned open challenge. Anyone in Sacramento sports media who wants to pull up, no matter where you're at, no matter where you work, come see D'Lo and Casey.
Pull up, man. Pull up.
We got a stage. Yeah. It's open to the public.
And then when we say pull up, we ain't fighting nobody. We're
pull up and do the show.
It's a welcoming.
It's a welcoming environment. The Chatty House will be the first ever D'Lo and KC open challenge.
There we go, man.
Anyone who wants to pull up.
Maybe we have a camera that pans, and it's kind of like 2002, The Invasion. It's like, oh, yeah, open the little skybox or whatever.
Be
WCW's
that. Like, no,
there.
I'm sorry. Here comes Mark Shindrak. No, I'm sorry.
Is that Lance Storm?
I'd rather not do that. Like, yeah, let's kick the invasion angle off with Lance Storm.
Wait a minute. That's Dale Rogers.
Oh, Jesse, is that Jim Crandall over there? Man.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
You mentioned vibes.
Real quick. That, you know what kind of pissed me off was Ricochet debuting in AEW, and the call was awful.
Yeah.
The call was, this was garbage.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that said he went from the mid-card to the mid-card.
Oh. That's funny.
Our friend is listening, and he's not going to like this at all. There's a lot about the style of that company that I don't like. I do think, from an in-ring standpoint and nothing else, Bryan Danielson might be the best wrestler in the world.
Is he retiring?
No, he won.
Well, did you see the press conference, though, and how he was talking?
Well, I think the end is near.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the end is near. But that was a hell of a moment for him. They set that up beautifully, had his wife out there, had the kids out there. I thought that was really good storytelling from what I saw. And I think he is absolutely one of the best. They do a lot of things right But they do a lot of stuff that just doesn't make sense to me.
And this is Ricochet. And there's been rumors lately that
the rumors
he
are true.
Could be coming, and it's true. He's All Elite.
It wasn't that bad.
I think he just did another flip.
Okay. Now you're hating.
No, that's
now you're hating.
That's
now you're hating.
That was uncalled for.
You're not wrong, but you are hating. You mentioned the vibes and like that being a excuse me, a prime concern right now for you and other 49er fans. That's a wild sentence that Trent Williams has 3 years, $75 million left on his contract. It's so disingenuous, though, because that's not real. That's not real. That's not fair. There are people who think that that's true. That I guess technically maybe that is true, but we all know that's not real.
It's not real necessarily.
They got Schefter up there with that graphic. That's why it caught my attention.
We also looked at it, though. Like, the cap hit crazy.
I understand.
You're not really going to get released like that.
I understand. Trent Williams is part of the vibes. Mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk's part of the vibes. Because of what this team has already been through, the ups and the downs that this team has already been through, isn't it fair, that's leading the witness, is it fair to say they could maybe recover a little quicker? And I'll use a team, a completely different team, Hassan Reddick and the New York Jets. Those two entities have no relationship. Mm-hmm. And now you already have a very contentious start to your partnership together. That feels like it would be significantly harder to recover from than what's going on in San Francisco.
I agree with that. I mean, there is a level of if you're Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, you just fall back into the system and into the locker room that you've been in for years and get right back at things. There's a belief that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
It could just happen that simply. I could see that happen. I wouldn't necessarily predict that. I want to see some things first, but mm-hmm. You know, these guys, they've been together for such a long time. They've been through so many highs and lows as a group, as a team, that, you know, they'll get signed whenever it gets signed. It's more of a, all right, man, let's go. Let's get back at it. Now, it might even be something that energizes the group because, you know, they got their boy back. You know, we're back at it, guys. Mm-hmm. Come on, now it's time to get this work done. You know, mm-hmm. something like that. So, because they do have history, it could be more of a seamless reunion, so to speak.
Because I'm thinking you got CeeDee Lamb returning to the Cowboys. Dak Prescott knows he's going to hit a different level of wealth, be it in the next week or in the next 12 months. Mm. Micah, I think, is in the same boat that Ja'Marr Chase is in. Doesn't he have
he's got two years left
on his deal?
Yeah.
So while we're quick to get that one renegotiated and we're quick to get that one set up for his future, like the fact is, neither entity, one, the Cowboys don't have to do it right now, and Micah's not in a strong position to demand for it right now, other than he's one of the very, very best players at his position. He's one of the very, very, very best players in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Micah has hit a Dak Prescott level from a couple of years ago where there's, if something awful happens, it won't matter.
Yeah.
Dak signed, you know, a massive contract, you know, with his leg foot turned in the wrong direction.
Oh, goodness.
There's no problem. But that's going to be I think that's the case for Micah, too.
I think so, too. I agree with you on that.
But I'm not worried about the
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
49ers vibes. My bigger, it feels like, and you and Kyle Mattson would know this significantly, it feels like the depth of this team is a little thinner than it's been in the past.
They've gotten, there's some young players and some rookies that we have to see.
That you're hoping for.
Yeah, and if they pan out like some of the guys I mentioned earlier, I feel like they might have a little bit more depth than in the past, or at the very least the same. But you know, it's unproven.
Okay, so maybe the depth is a question mark rather than a deterrent. It's like, no, we think we're good, but we got to see a few things. Yeah. Okay, we'll come back, we'll shift our attention, unless there's some breaking news surrounding the San Francisco 49ers. We'll shift our attention to the Sacramento Kings. You hear from Domantas Sabonis, DeMar DeRozan. We'll talk about both of those guys. And Malik Monk. Why did DeMar DeRozan come here? Well, he told us. We'll share that with you when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. My bad.
Hey, can I give a quick shout out to a great McClatchy Lion right now is upcoming senior Nina Kane, top 100 player in the nation on the girls' side.
Let's go.
Some number 69, I think, with ESPN rankings or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. She committed to Washington this morning, man. So,
salute.
One of the great young players in this region in this upcoming season, going to the University of Washington.
Another young dog as well. I don't know if he's salute, man.
salute for sure, man. CKM, stand up, man. I got to go check her out. Oh. You know, this season, man, doing her thing.
That's a good look.
Roar or what?
Roar.
No, are you happy?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm good.
Mr. Contreras used to always say, "Let's have a great day, Alliance Territory." Grr.
Well,
I bet that was the best teacher too.
He was the vice principal. He'd say the announcements. Let's have a great day, Alliance Territory. Grr.
All right. That's good stuff. Let's see here. Phone line's open for you, 916-909-1320. Mitch already called. He might be upset because we wanted to talk about, like, the Dodgers. Like, Mitch, we're talking about the 49ers right now. We're talking about DeMar DeRozan. And we never need to talk about the Dodgers.
No, except in October when they blow it again.
Well, DeMar DeRozan. I was gathering my thoughts for the DeMar DeRozan conversation. Man, y'all are the worst. Here, courtesy of Club 520.
Another young dog as well. I don't know if he's too young, but we still D Fox.
That was part of the reason, you know, even making that decision.
Get comfortable on these damn podcasts.
And I waited too for them to drop another one, and they did.
They get comfortable on these damn podcasts.
So what's funny is I heard the clip. I got to watch the whole episode because I like their podcast. And number two, I want to hear what DeMar got to say. But I heard.
It's a good podcast.
They do a good job. I heard a clip of DeRozan talking about Drake and Kendrick earlier. I was listening to that whole 2 minute, 50 second clip. And they just talking, right? Mm-hmm. DeMar talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's how they get down. And then you found the clip. I was like, no. Oh, he found the clip where they didn't get down like that. Okay. No, I'm thinking.
Well,
No, they got down.
I was like, oh, these boys be talking. You know what I mean? And they just be talking. So I was like, oh, I guess they were on their P's and Q's for this clip.
No.
It's gotten to a point where Mrs. Mac 10 throws in the chat. Like, I'm just going to start keeping track of when the last cast we had on the show was. We'll start it today.
It's 0 days without nonsense. Yeah. The Chatty House says that all the time. 0 days without nonsense. We literally couldn't make it. Let's try the Domantas Sabonis. Now, we had a little healthy length clip. Well, let's see if Domas just starts letting him fly here.
He cusses in this one. We're going home.
Has the delay built back up yet?
It hasn't yet, so.
Goodness gracious.
Domas this, cursing in front of the kids.
It's courtesy of our
like
friend.
Like Dennis Scott.
What was he playing, Ready to Die or Life After Death in the background?
Was it Life After Death? I think it's Life After
somebody
Death.
Somebody got to die.
Yeah, yeah. He said, don't let these people steal your money and tell you about your worth. All right? Don't let them tell you about your worth. Get your money out of here because don't nobody care. Little Timmy sitting there.
Thanks, Dennis Scott.
Life lessons with D. Scott. Here is DeMar DeRozan. Excuse me. Here's Domantas Sabonis talking about DeMar DeRozan, courtesy of our friend Matt George over at ABC 10.
But I mean, he does not look. Working with him and how hard he works and how he takes workouts serious. You know, that age, you definitely can't tell he's older. Nothing. I think he just makes my life way easier. You know, I just gotta keep doing my job. You know, having him on the court is going to give me a lot more options. Same thing for him, you know, so we're excited. You know, we got some good work to go.
Yeah, that was two different questions, 22 total seconds, and I cannot stress enough how much Domantas Sabonis hates being in front of cameras and microphones. Absolutely hates it. He cannot answer a question fast enough.
He just wants to get out of there.
Let's just retire.
So those clips blew up in our face, huh?
Yeah, let's just retire non-Psycho Sid clips for the day. It's got if it's not Sid Justice, Sid Vicious, or Psycho Sid, we're just not running it.
Just blew up about 10 minutes of content.
Jesus Christ, man. Goodness great. It's not like we didn't know that about Domas. Like, Domas does not like talking. He wants to get the answer out as quickly as possible and just get the camera out of my face, get your stupid microphone out of my face.
Just move on.
And let's not talk anymore. He does have another clip, which he says he was surprised that Malik Monk stayed. He thought they were going to lose him.
Yeah, that was surprising to me because Domas was talking pretty well. Maybe you just read into it what it is. I thought he was talking pretty confidently. Like, he's like, I think we gonna keep him.
He was fronting.
For him to say he was surprised he stayed. I was like, I didn't expect
I think the biggest surprise, and we talked about this on Sports Sunday last night. Shout out to Jake and Brandon, who's going to join us later this week for the first time. I don't think it was just that he stayed. I think it was like he didn't even get to free agency.
Mm, yeah.
Like he didn't, there wasn't like a tour, there wasn't, Malik Monk is meeting with this team. Malik Monk is meeting with that team. His team, Malik's team, they did their due diligence. They reported, and Malik made a decision to stay with Sacramento. And I think that, above all else, caught a lot of people off guard.
Caught me off guard, for sure.
You think Monty might have, like, tipped him off to some, like, oh, yeah, we got some cooking this offseason or whatever, like, because from hearing Fox from the season and Sabonis yesterday, no, it seems like Monk was on his way out. Like, and something changed.
Well, De'Aaron could have been working us, to be fair.
True.
De'Aaron's
also, I wouldn't expect anything different from
De'Aaron. Right. Yeah, yeah.
He's going to do what he want to do.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking me for. I don't know.
Yeah.
Get your money. De'Aaron, that's just how De'Aaron go about some things, man. He just be like, what did he say? We can't play that one either. What was going on when he sounded like Kobe? And he said something to the effect of, I don't know if you want me to do about it or if that got to do with me.
Oh, that was.
Was it they were asking him about some team that made some additions?
Yeah, yeah, they were.
Might have been about the Westbrook thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounded just like Kobe when he said it.
So, and Matthew brings this up. This is tremendous that Domas has got that Netflix series coming up. Mm. I'm fascinated to see how his segments go because Domas and Ant-Man aren't the same.
No, not at all.
I'm curious how much camera time Domas gets. I'm curious how relaxed he is in these conversations. I'm very, very interested to see how all of that works out.
Yeah. But yeah, but, I mean, I was surprised. And to Jesse's point, I mean, maybe he did get a little. I believe he did. I believe part of the pitch, Monty was saying, "Yo, we got some things lined up." Like, I can tell you right now, this may be lined up, this may be lined up. I can't tell you exactly which one is going to go down, but you're not coming back to the same team.
I wonder if the conversation was more specific. Like, we have a plan. We don't know if it's going to work, but we have a plan. We're going to try to land Lauri Markkanen.
Mm.
And if that doesn't work, we feel really, really confident we can get DeMar DeRozan to come play here.
Mm.
And DeMar, we said this for a while. DeMar was like, he was on their radar. He was, but more than their radar, he was someone they were really, really interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Long before Mark Spears brought it up, long before all these different things started happening, that very fateful week in Sacramento Kings basketball history. Like, that was someone they were interested in. So maybe it was. It's just tough, though, to do that, because if you can't,
that's a
difficult walk back if you're a general manager or a front office.
It is, but you know, we talk about this all the time. Like, how did Malik sign with the Kings the first time in the first 7 seconds of free agency?
What it was, yes, it was the first. It was on the up and up. He had conversations. Signed with the specific amount of money. We were notified and we shared it.
That's it, man. And then they gave it to Shams.
And then you know, they told the lowly national media guy,
man,
who's leaving Stadium, by the way. We didn't talk about that last week. Yeah, Shams is leaving.
Where are you going?
We don't know.
Could he come to ESPN 1320? We'll find out. Who knows?
I got to go beat these D'Lo and Casey guys that keep scooping me on.
I think what's notable about Malik signing back too is like, he doesn't have a guaranteed starting spot coming back here. Like, nothing was guaranteed to him or anything like that.
Yeah,
at least from what it seems like from what they said.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's a difficult walk back if you guarantee him something that you wind up not coming through with.
Well,
you think otherwise?
I think a conversation was had. I could be wrong. He just may want to just wanted to come back, Sacramento, believed in what they're doing, same role and everything else like that. But until I see otherwise, I think it's going to be him. It's going to be him as a starter. Until I see otherwise.
You think it's Malik and De'Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
And
DeMar
and Keegan.
Hoop Hype has DeMar as a small forward.
Say that again?
Hoops Hype.
Hoops Hype has him as a small forward. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
eighth best, I think, in the league.
They dropped their forward rankings today, too. They got Keegan in there.
They do? Oh, I didn't even see that. I saw like their
forward rankings.
I saw like the greatest two guards of all time they posted.
Oh.
Where was Keegan?
I'd have to double check. I believe he was 14.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to go to the list. I need to.
The greatest two guards
I'll
of all time.
Right now.
Well, that one, too. But
forwards?
Yeah, I got to see what they're talking about, man. They're talking about who's in front of. In front of Keegan. I bet it'll be pretty fair, though.
Well, we can do it. I just got to find it. I didn't know that dropped, though. There it is right there. And here we go. Number one is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Fair.
Zion.
Wait, all right. Hold on. Let me see who's after Zion.
Paolo. Pascal Siakam at number four. Karl Anthony Towns at number five.
Yeah, all right. I got a problem with number two. Zion's not number two. Now we'll say this. We always got to have this caveat. Hoops Hype does these lists based on what they think it's going to be at the end of the season. So I will give them that caveat. Maybe they think Zion stays healthy and he's that dude.
Lauri Markkanen at number six. No, everybody, just wait. Okay,
Julius Randle at number 7.
Thank you. Julius Randle at number 7. Jaren Jackson Jr. at number 8.
Yeah, I can see that. Do we think – oh, go ahead, because I got the list. Go ahead for number 9.
Why don't you go ahead and say that one? Or actually, why don't you go ahead and say that one?
Evan Mobley, Cleveland.
I just want to ask the question. Is Keegan Murray better than Evan today?
No.
No.
Why
and
not?
Coming from him, my goodness. Nah. You know,
why not?
Evan Mobley's a better basketball player right now. It doesn't mean forever. It's right now. Evan Mobley's a little bit better.
Oh, no.
I don't know that I agree with this one. This is a different type of player, though. Aaron Gordon's number 10.
Oh, yeah. Well, Aaron Gordon, he's better than Keegan right now.
Keegan's got like a lot of potential. He's got to like.
So
why
on,
do you
hold
hate
on,
Evan?
Hold
what did
on,
Evan
on.
Mobley do
let me,
to you?
Let me ask you. Let me ask.
What did Evan Mobley
no,
do
no,
to
let
you?
Let me ask both of you. This is great. No, this is great. Let me ask both. What's the difference between Evan Mobley and Aaron Gordon?
Aaron Gordon's a better defender. No,
is he? So
Aaron Gordon's not a better defender.
No, he is. But I'm saying, like, you look at Aaron Gordon and you question. You kind of makes you think, like, is Aaron Gordon better than Keegan Murray? Is that's the premise, or were you talking about Evan Mobley?
No, I was talking about Keegan.
So where's the question mark for Evan Mobley?
I don't have one.
Nah, man, nah. Like, nah. If there's a question
mark.
I'm
not saying he's like, oh, my God, he's so much better.
He's
better right now.
If there's a question mark of whether Aaron Gordon is better than Keegan Murray, there needs to be a question mark as to whether Evan Mobley is better.
Doesn't need to be anything.
Absolutely. For me, there's no question mark about Keegan Murray and Aaron Gordon. I think Aaron Gordon's better.
I think.
Like a lot better?
A lot better. I don't know. He's just better right now. He's just better.
Kuz is 11. Miles Bridges is 12. Mm. Jeremy Grant is number 13, and as Jesse pointed out, Keegan Murray is number 14.
So I was going to say, the interesting thing about this, once again, going to, unless I got it wrong, how Hoops Hype ranks these, they think at the end of the season, Keegan Murray is going to be the 14th best power forward. I think I might disagree with that.
After a very promising rookie season, Sacramento Kings forward Keegan Murray took a slight step back? Question mark? I'm adding my own question mark. Yeah. Let me read this verbatim.
There's only one place where he took a step back.
Let me read this verbatim and leave my sarcasm out of this. After a very promising rookie season, Sacramento Kings forward Keegan Murray took a slight step back in 23-24. Seeing his three-point percentage fall from 41% in his inaugural campaign to 35.8% last year. However, he's too talented of a scorer, specifically as a shooter, for us to not think his third season will look more like his rookie year as far as three-point accuracy. As a first-year player, Murray produced nerd stats, nerd stats, nerd stats. Last year he failed, nerd stats, nerd stats, nerd stats. Keegan Murray unavailable in trade talks. After all, Murray's more than a spot-up shooter, displaying a smooth off-the-dribble scoring game as well as using his length very well defensively. So we think he could be a breakout player soon for the Sacramento Kings. Just for fun, because this seems to be a point of contention. A power forward with huge upside thanks to his high skill level to go with elite physical traits. Cleveland Cavaliers big man Evan Mobley is still just scratching the surface of what he can become after putting up 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists last season. The 23-year-old power forward has been in the NBA for 3 seasons now, while his numbers have pretty much stagnated since year 1, hovering around 15 points and 9 rebounds nightly. And then they hit the different nerd stats for Evan Mobley. Either way, Cleveland has to be thrilled to have Evan Mobley locked up to a long-term contract extension, easy for me to say, as not only he has already produced, as he already produced somewhat impressive numbers, but he still has a lot of potential thanks to his length, quickness, shot blocking, and skill as a shooter.
I'm alone here. I'm a one-man wolf pack. I think Evan Mobley and Keegan Murray is a lot closer than that, and then what other people think.
Say that again?
I think the Evan Mobley, Keegan Murray comparison is a lot closer than this list says.
Sure, I'm okay with that.
I think Evan Mobley, but, all jokes aside, I think he's a good ball player. Like, I think he's good. I think he's closer to Keegan.
Correct me if I'm wrong. In this conversation, you're not trying to move Keegan Murray up the list too far. You're trying to move Evan Mobley back on the list.
I'm not really thinking about how they get closer to
each other. So,
like, however they get closer to each other is whatever.
So Mobley or Gordon?
Gordon.
Mm. Mobley or Kuzma?
Kuzma.
Come on, man. Mobley or Miles Bridges?
Kuzma's not better than Evan Mobley? Evan Mobley, a good ball player.
Kuzma's a better scorer.
Evan Mobley, a good ball player.
Maybe not.
He's just as good of a rebounder. He's not a better defender than
this Evan is Mobley. A tough one. What about Miles Bridges? So I think the true difficulty in this is the last two. You're talking about Washington and you're talking about Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And the difficult part about this exercise is, in terms of the Sacramento Kings, what does Miles Bridges do on the Sacramento Kings? Mm-hmm. What does Kyle Kuzma do on the Sacramento Kings? Otherwise, you can go over there and you can score 21 points and it's no big deal in Charlotte.
I guess, I also guess to answer your question as we go through this exercise, I'm probably moving Evan Mobley down. Because I don't know what it feels like. I don't know if Evan Mobley's better than Jeremy Grant.
But outside, so let's try this exercise differently. Aaron Gordon at number 10. Mm-hmm. Then we're going Washington, Charlotte, and Portland before we get to Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm. I think Jeremy Grant is. I think he's better than Evan Mobley, regardless of what team he's playing on.
The other two,
you can make the argument, their numbers and everything are.
Kuzma scoring 22 points in Cleveland?
No.
I don't think so either. I think all of these guys are 20-point scorers. I don't know Jeremy Grant off the top of my head. Let me check. 21 points. Any of these three guys scoring 20-plus points with Cleveland?
I don't know if they're scoring 21. If Cleveland got Jeremy Grant, I think they'd be better today. If they made a trade, Evan Mobley, the contracts be damned and all this other stuff, Evan Mobley for Jeremy
Grant. You just swapped out players.
Yeah, I think they'd be better.
Playing with the guys ahead of Keegan too, their games are just more developed at this point. Like, they're all guys that have been in the league. Like, Keegan's still young. Like, we see all the tools and stuff like that. We just got to develop a little bit more, I think, to get in that conversation.
Is he the youngest forward we named? Maybe. I can't remember what year Feels Miles like was it. Bridget. I can't remember
Evan,
what year.
Evan Mobley?
Evan Mobley was drafted after Keegan?
I think it was a year before. But I think age-wise.
Well, okay, yeah, that I forgot. Keegan's 30. My bad. My bad. I forgot.
But I look at and
Monty's the only dude in the league drafting wily veterans.
and Evan Mobley, he's a good defender and a good rim protector. He's really good at that.
I think the thing with Evans has been no jump.
No, he's kind of
he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's but remained good.
Like, what do you what means more to you? What means the world to you? Cam once asked, but what means more to you? A guy like Evan Mobley who can protect the rim and is a rebounder in that respect, or a guy like Keegan Murray whose defensive strength is being able to guard 2 through 4. Hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not protecting the rim, but he's also guarding Steph Curry, you know, from time to time. Evan Mobley's not able to do that. That's where I think I give the nod to that. That's why I look at Aaron Gordon too, and I'm like, I would put him a little higher because he can guard 1 to 4, you know, guard on the perimeter.
I think Keegan gets into that tier or whatever once we stop asking him to take shots. Like, once that's just his game or whatever, and he's taking however many or whatever, and it's consistent.
16 to 18.
That's probably where he jumps the three guys on the bad team.
Mm. Yeah.
He probably does jump Evan Mobley in that regard too. Mm.
Yeah.
No, interesting.
I'm the only one riding for Keegan around here. It's okay.
it's not trade him all summer.
It's
as
not
well.
Riding for Keegan. Yeah, that is true.
Me and my boy Keegan, you know what I'm saying? It's just me. It's just me. One man wolf pack. That's all right.
Will you stop?
This one might be more appropriate.
What are you doing with him?
Lying, just out here lying to people for no reason. First about your house and your regular person driveway, now about your love. Everybody knows how much you've tried to trade Keegan Murray.
Never. Well, I mean, if the price was right, but see, the price ain't been right. See, the price ain't been right.
Yeah, George just threw something across the ABC 10
studio. The price ain't been right. You know what I mean? It's, I'm talking like creme de la creme for Keegan. If it ain't that, then no.
Would you do it for any of those three players listed after him?
Nope.
I forgot who one of them was. Kuzma, Miles, and Jeremy Grant.
No, I wouldn't trade. Kuzma and Jeremy Grant would be the closest ones. I mean, they're all good players. Like, even Evan Mobley, like, you consider it because some of the deficiencies that the Kings have, he would help out. I'm trying to hold on to Keegan in this respect.
No doubt.
If we have a sketchy season next year, maybe that opens up the conversations a little bit more. But him going into his third season, possibly getting some of the best, most wide-open looks he's gotten in his career in this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
I want to see what Keegan Murray can do.
That's a great point. Domas was asked at his camp about the impact of DeMar DeRozan on the team and being on the floor with him, and he talks about how he's going to make everything easier. We've talked about the relationship between DeMar and Domas a lot and the relationship between DeMar and De'Aaron Fox a lot, but not as much about the potential relationship between DeMar DeRozan and Keegan Murray. Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing I have a slight level of concern about, I'll share with you when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento's Sports
That's
Leader, ESPN 1320. Big thanks to the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress and their massive Labor Day sales event that is going on right now. Celebrate America's workforce with a good night's sleep. And if you've been putting off getting a mattress, or you've been putting off telling your significant other you're going to go get a mattress, this is the time that you've put it off to.
Yep.
It is the biggest sale of the year, no matter what type of mattress you are looking for. They've got different combinations of Beautyrest mattresses with adjustable base sets. You want the adjustable headboard. I promise you that. And now, right now, you can enjoy 60-month special financing with zero interest with no money down on approved credit with equal monthly payments required.
Go to the website, MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. They've got 10 of them in the Sacramento area, so there's bound to be one close to you. Remember, buy by 5, sleep by 9, free same-day delivery, plus removal of the old set, man. So they'll take care of you. And you got to make sure you tell them you're part of the Chatty House.
Yep.
And D'Lo and KC sent you.
Yep. Again, find the location nearest you over at MatthewsMattress.com. Let's get Mitch in here. 916-909-1320. What's happening, Mitch?
How's it going, Damon? KC, what's popping?
Nothing much. What's popping with you, man?
I'm grandpa retirement.
There you go. Living life. Right, man. Living life.
The baseball for last because it might hurt. You know, it just might hurt. Hey, I'll have to see Kevin Horder. Let him play. We need some size. Malik Monk. I'm glad we kept him. He got his money, but I believe he got his money because he should have been the sixth man of the year. Mm-hmm. He got his money for being the sixth man. Well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. He was the sixth man. That was his role, yeah.
Okay, so if that's your bread and butter, then that's your forte. You keep it like that. It's not like I forgot the example. I forgot. I thought about it, but now, of course, it flies out of my head. Brandon Ayuk, what is taking so long? I think the Chargers should be calling the 49ers. I mean, they're not going to get a first-round pick. It's too late for that. But 49ers, they have some depth there. They can put McCaffrey at wide receiver with with Samuel, and they can put Elijah Mitchell.
Oh,
he could be,
okay.
He could do a very good job. He could be starting for a lot of teams. So glad you guys
fade down. Oh, that is I was just waiting for him to mess up somebody's name. It felt like he was
my guy
on,
Mitch was bumbling and stumbling and tumbling, and then they finally got him.
He was on the edge with Deebo Samuel, but
Elijah.
Oh, man.
It was like in Madden where like you hit the running back, whatever, he kind of stumbles, picks himself back up or whatever, and then they finally got Mitch.
Let's get TC in here. 916. Oh, man. 916-909-1320. What's happening, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, big dog?
Jesse in the back. What's up, big dog? Oh, man, you know, just vibing. Hey, look, so I kind of want to get in on that DeRozan. I think I'm going to keep it simple. I think DeRozan came in and got everybody's minds right. Not saying that the guys wasn't thinking right, but what I took from that Domas interview and how he was talking and he's been working with DeRozan is DeRozan came in and said, hey, bro, whoever need to speak up, I need y'all to speak up, and we need to be serious about coming into the season. Ain't no playing, because how he was just talking about, hey, we got to work around DeRozan. Like, we got to, like, I think that not DeRozan didn't come in, like, bullying everybody, like, this is my team, but he came in like, hey, y'all, I need the guys who's going to stand up, need to stand up, and when it's time to speak, I need y'all to speak. But as far as taking it serious around here, let's take it serious, dog. And I don't know, hey, I ain't got no proof behind that, D-Lo, but that's how I feel, bro, from that interview, and I'm all for it.
You got that from DeMar's interview?
No, well,
or Domas,
just Domas when he was talking, like that's okay. Not what I took from it. I was kind of dissecting it, you know.
Yeah, you got all of that. You got all that from Domas. Salute to my man TC.
You know what it is though, TC, and everybody else out there it's the level of leadership from DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
When a leader steps into the building, everybody recognizes that. And I don't want to say it like disrespectfully, like everybody falls in line, but everybody gets on the same page. And they're like, yo, this guy.
Well, it's respect. I think there's a level of respect for DeMar.
He didn't come in here to play around. You know what I mean? He came in here to win. He came in here to be productive immediately.
Walked in and said, if y'all think I'm here to play with y'all.
God damn it, I'm not. But yeah, everybody's like, all right, well. It's business time. Like, yeah. We don't have time to mess around or, you know, be selfish or anything else like that. They're there to play and they're there to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about setting the tone,
mm-hmm.
establishing a culture. That's what we always talk about here in Sacramento and what Mike Brown and, you know, Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron mm-hmm. Fox and all these guys have done. DeMar DeRozan fell right into that and is establishing the culture with these guys.
Yeah, and we talked so long in regards to this team prior to Beam Team One trademark Kenny Caraway.
That's me.
He was the first to say it, and the Kings haven't already trademarked it. But in any event, we talked about culture and discipline because it was your idea.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah. I mean, no, who else was saying Beam Team One? Nobody.
I don't know that anyone added the one. I think they just called it Beam Team.
Oh, it was Beam Team 1. Last year was Beam Team 2. This is Beam Team 3.
But the sequels are never successful.
That's not true.
The Godfather is the exception, but what else is an
Trolls.
Exception? Okay. Oh, you know what I watched? Saturday night, Bad Boys Ride or Die.
I hadn't seen it yet.
Fantastic. Not only is it fantastic, two things stood out. One, it might be the best of the four.
Oh, wow.
It's that good. Like, I legit laugh, and I don't really laugh at stuff, unless it's us, because we're idiots. But all of the talk about Martin on that press tour, is he okay? Is he going to be? Did anyone actually watch the movie? Martin was, like, the star of that movie. Like, he was as funny as he's ever been in that movie. I thought the whole story, couple of little cameos in there. Man, it was fantastic. That was a really, really good movie.
I gotta see it. I haven't seen it.
And it was a tough decision because it's on the you know, the streaming platforms. You could buy it. Mm-hmm. And it was that or Inside Out 2. And I sure wanted to see Inside Out 2. Yeah, those movies are. It's like, what kind of mood am I in right now? And it was like the 100 meters at the Olympics. It was close, but I went with Bad Boys.
I
got
to check it out.
And I did, you know, Warren saying Reggie was the start. Reggie was fantastic.
Reggie was his son-in-law now.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. And I did, you know, when that thing wrapped up, I go, are they going to build like the next part of this franchise around Reggie? Because the scene ends with him, little smile. Now, it could just be, you know, the perfect end, ties it in, what, dating back to two, ties it, you know, ties it all together. But it did kind of leave like a, maybe there's something there. I thought the movie was so good, though.
That's pretty cool. I gotta check that out, man. I got to check that out. Have you seen any of the Trolls?
I saw the first one.
And when I say troll, I asked the other day on Twitter, they were like, I said, what's the best Trolls, or how does the rankings go? And somebody hit me up with the Trolls, like the creepy Trolls, like the real life looking Trolls.
Those.
Yeah, crazy. I'm talking about the little toy Trolls that have a sing along kids movie at the franchise that's out right now. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. And the rankings go in our house 3-2-1. No coincidence, but that's three is maybe the best. Three band together. That's the one that NSYNC came back for.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, that one's phenomenal.
That's not that old, right? That's relatively recent.
It's like a year and a half or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But
for some reason I haven't watched those. I haven't watched those. Was Justin in the first one?
Yeah, he's in all of them.
I got that in my pocket. That's Trolls, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great movie.
Drew Down asking if there's a Bad Boys 1. I believe so. There's Bad Boys 1, Drew Down.
There's a Beam Team 1, right?
Yes, it's trademarked.
Will KC, you guys stop it?
KC trademarked it. Not Beam Team. Someone else owns that trademark. Beam Team 1. Casey is.
Well, man.
And as our, the Chef Monty says, Trolls on Edibles is wild.
Well, in the movie, Trolls is on Edibles. One of the Trolls is in.
One of the Trolls is on Edibles?
Yeah, well, it's the guy, what's his name? I forgot his name, but Kenan Thompson plays him. It's like Baby Glitter Troll or something like that.
Okay.
And he keeps trying to tell Branch, which is Justin Timberlake, like, hey, I got some stuff for you if you need to calm down. He's like, no, stop it. I don't do that anymore. And then finally, Branch gives in, and they just go on this trippy ride for like 30 seconds.
These are kids' movies or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan loves it. Ryan, Trolls 3 every day.
What's the movie?
Well, it's on every day.
I watched Elemental this weekend. That was fire.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That was solid.
Elemental is a good movie.
What's the movie with Antonio Banderas? Is it the Shrek movies?
The one with the cat, right?
Yeah. Is that Shrek?
Oh, Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
That's Shrek, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of those jokes aren't kids' jokes.
You watched the first Shrek.
Straight up adult movies that they just think, well, the kids won't get these jokes, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and they don't. And it works because we got to watch these movies, and we're like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Because if I'm with KC and the Caraway family at the movie theater, and Dad, hey, Dad, what did Branch just take? I don't know. Ask Uncle D-Lo.
6-year-old me loves Shrek. 28-year-old me loves Shrek even more now.
The difference with that, it would be it's one of these nephew here. It's, don't worry. It's the next couple hours are going to be weird. Just here you go.
That's it.
Given the fact they were going on something trippy, they probably weren't taking the type of edibles we talk about.
He was Tiny Diamond. That's his name. He gave him some stuff. Then somehow I think everybody got some of it.
Oh, there you go.
I think, I'm not sure. I don't know the whole backstory, but I think that's the basis of De'Aaron and Reese's new daughter. Her name is Poppy.
Poppy.
Princess Poppy is the main character in Trolls. But I could be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.